Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, too, because I got Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie has agreed to join us again and talk to us about some really important information for all of us, including us guys. But she also, I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about the ladies today, because this is a topic that obviously is very near and dear to her. As a woman business owner, as a woman entrepreneur, as a woman inventor. And she is the, of course, many of you know, and ladies, I know you know who she is. She's the lifestyle diva. She's a lady who invented the green bags and all the associated products around it. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Does it bother you, Debbie, for me to say woman inventor? I mean, should... You know, I mean, in a way, I really should. I probably should just say inventor, but after all these centuries, isn't it kind of appropriate for me to say woman inventor?
I am delighted for you to say woman inventor.
Thank you. But I mean, you see my point. It's you know, it'd be like I don't know. I'm going to get myself in all kinds of trouble here. But you know, I mean, women typically aren't seen as inventors.
Well, you know, I think. Maybe that's the point. Women aren't typically seen as a lot of things. We've gone through an entire quote-unquote revolution about getting women seen as things outside of what other people perceive them to only be capable of.
Right. And what women see themselves as capable of.
Exactly.
And we have to make sure we say that, don't we?
Absolutely. And I think a very big part of it is for women to simply be able to communicate who they are clearly to other people, and they stop becoming outside the norm and become the new norm. And when people interview me or introduce me as a woman this or a woman that, I'm very proud to be a woman this or a woman that.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me in the least because that's exactly what I am.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I actually don't mind many of the terms that people have decided to remove from the language. Because I find that if you don't empower women to be who they are, you're taking away part of that identity.
Right, right. So there are a lot of women, I've done an awful lot of coverage of women business ownership over the years.
Yes, I know.
And it's one of the things that I'm devoted to, because I want to encourage women to be all they can be and to break down the stereotypes but most of the at this point in time. As we stand here, you know, 10% into the 21st century, Debbie, would you say that most that there would you let's quantify where the impediments to women being successful in the marketplace are? Are there more impediments in the marketplace for women? Are there more impediments between their ears for women with regard to taking their position in the marketplace? What do you think?
Well, I think that's an absolutely great question. I think it's both.
Yeah.
In fact, the marketplace, I think, is actually very open to women, because I think the marketplace is always very hungry for something new, something good, something lasting, something that fills needs, something that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it comes from a woman or a man doesn't really matter. The internal part of that, where you run your business, may matter. But I also think that it comes from inside. Because, unfortunately, we do have a situation where a lot of women have not been educated in the process of becoming business owners, business people, and communicating properly and actually stating what they need. Whereas I believe if you've ever run a family and a home successfully,
right,
you're the biggest business owner there is.
No question about it. You're already operating a budget.
So, yeah, absolutely. And, you're running
and,
a budget.
And managing,
you're running
managing tasks and
everyday
and,
tasks
and deploying, and deploying resources in the right way and all that.
Exactly. So, I, you know, to me, it's a matter of getting women to change their perspective on what it is they do.
Mm-hmm. And that's the between the ears part I'm talking about.
Maybe. Absolutely.
And no man, no man or no establishment is in the way of that. You know, when men, and I've said this before, and I probably said it to you, Debbie, men have too much ego that gets us into trouble, but it also allows us to fake it till we make it.
Exactly.
And get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Women are the other way. They probably have more capability than they acknowledge, but not enough. You know, they don't actually have to fake a lot of times. They could do it right now. They just don't always believe that they can.
I think sometimes women are also consequence-driven. You go to the what-ifs all the time. You overthink. And you become very worried about asking for exactly what it is you want. And that's where all that communication comes
in. Say that again. I think that's a really important point. Say it again.
That women don't have to learn to ask for what they want and what they need.
I have a good friend, Cherie Carter Scott, was on the show a couple of years ago. I've known her a long, long time. She's been on the show. I don't know if you know Cherie or not, but she's a great lady, and has been a business owner. I mean, she's been around a long time, and so she was kind of exasperated at her husband, and because he'd done something, as wives do at their husbands sometimes, right? And I said, "What's the matter, Cherie?" She said, you men. I said, "What do you mean, you men? What have I done?" She said, "You men are the best at getting your needs met."
Yeah.
Now wait a minute. You answered that awfully quick, Debbie. Are you feeling her right now?
I'm channeling.
Well,
her.
See, my wife said the same thing. Instantaneously when I told her that story, she said, "Oh, that's right." So men are the best at getting their needs met, which is the opposite of what you just said about women.
Yes, because I think women are the best at meeting those needs.
Of course.
And women have historically. Now I don't want to lump all women together, obviously, but women have historically been the caregiver, the ones who take care of what's going on, who fix what's gone wrong, and that kind of thing. So they don't think of their own needs first. They're thinking of their children,
right,
their family, their husbands, their extended family, their parents, their grandparents, whatever. So all that comes into play when they're thinking about a business, starting it or growing it.
And the world kind of expects that of them too, doesn't it?
That's always been where we were.
Yeah.
And I don't think that has to stop when you become a business person.
Right.
Because you have to, we've all heard this before. Women have more than one job.
I got to stop you. It's that whole backwards in high heels thing, isn't it? We're going to take a quick break. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, the lifestyle diva, the inventor of the green bags, will be with us. More to come after these messages. What an appropriate song for radio. That's Booker T and the MGs. Time is Tight. It's a great song. Get a chance to listen to it all the way through. We like to play it here on this show. Hi, I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm your host and your DJ today. We're talking about small business stuff here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you, and you can get anything you want there on small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And by the way, if you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between, we got something that you can do there. Debbie Meyer is our guest, folks. Debbie is the lifestyle diva. She's the lady who invented all the green bag stuff and all the other associated things. Debbie, tell us how we can find your stuff.
Well, you can always go to debbiemeyer.com, but all of my products are available usually at hsn.com, which is the Home Shopping Network.
Right.
And either place will direct you exactly to where you can get them. And, of course, at most retail outlets, I think they're... I'm not quite sure. There isn't a retail outlet where we're not available.
Right. Well, now, so you basically made HSN, didn't you, Debbie?
Oh, I would love to say that.
No, you're supposed to say it. See, now, see, Debbie, a guy would say that. See, a guy, in fact, a guy would have said, well, you know, basically, I made HSN. You know, we would have said it kind of joking, but it would have come across as, bravado. And so, see, you got to...
The fact is, it's a wonderful outlet
it
for
is.
Me,
I'm
and I really love being there, and I'm very respectful of the time and effort they've put in. You know.
Oh, man, it's funny. But it's Debbie Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, folks, no S on the end, Debbie Meyer, and she's the Lifestyle Diva. Debbie, we're talking about women business owners, women who want to be business owners.
Right.
And if you're already a woman business owner, then, you know, there are lots of things you can do to find to help you with that. And Debbie, we need to get you back on the show and talk about that a little bit in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But let's help ladies who are trying to get it started right now. They're trying to get it off the ground. They're sitting at the kitchen table, and they've got a piece of paper in front of them, or they're sitting at their computer, and it's a blank screen in front of them. How do they get started? How do they? And I'm not talking. Don't help them with their business, because if they can't figure that out without you and me, they're not going to make it.
Right.
And you and I have no idea what that will be. Help them get out of their own way.
Okay. Well, I think, frankly, Jim, that you just said it. Get out of your own way. I think a lot of the inertia comes about when you sit there and think, and then think you don't know enough to do this. If that's what you think, you need to do research.
Women have a hard time pulling the trigger, don't they?
They certainly do, because I said this before, earlier in the show. Women are consequence-driven.
And risk-averse.
Exactly.
One of the traits of women is they crave security. I mean, that's just something that, because of the nurturing, the essence of their being.
Exactly. When you are looking at starting a business, and if you sit down and actually look at all the things that's going to entail, including the time, the effort, all the things that you need, including money, what's the first thing that you think of? How is this going to affect
mm-hmm.
my family?
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to affect what I do for them?
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude is teach them to do more for themselves.
Right. Say that last part again. My wife will love this.
I want women to learn to teach other people, like their families primarily, to do more for themselves so that the woman can do more for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've heard this a million times. You know, in an airplane, they always say, put your mask on first before helping somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I've seen women get horrified when they hear that.
What mothers are actually going to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all going, are you kidding? I've helped my kid first. But that's how we think. That's how we're wired.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are somebody sitting at a computer or sitting at a blank piece of paper and you say, I've got this great idea, I don't know where to start, the first place to start is by making a list of what I think I need to do, what I know I need to do, what I'm currently doing, and what I'm currently not doing well enough.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, when you start cross-hatching across the piece of paper, you know, start drawing lines to each mm-hmm. other, and you start evaluating where you are in the process, you may be much further along in the process than you ever imagined. Because if you are making a list that you are able to cross off each identified item as, well, I already have the idea.
Right.
I already wrote down what I think it can be. You've got the beginnings of a business plan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And one thing, and those are two words I want women to begin to understand, business plan.
Yeah.
You don't walk into financial places. You don't walk into people who you're going to ask to help you get off the ground with, you know, your purse and an idea.
Mm-hmm.
They want concrete numbers. They
right.
want what you think you can do with this. They want to know where it's going to go. They want to know your overhead.
But at some point, you're going to have to pull the trigger. And see,
absolutely.
Debbie, I
you
think
have to
women
get up
are,
and do it.
Women are going to be much better at that, what you just said, than men are. They're
mm-hmm.
going to have the details. They're going to have the I's dotted, the T's crossed, et cetera,
well,
et cetera.
You'd be surprised how many don't.
I know, but they still got to pull that trigger. You know, I thought about something, though. A way to get the guy, your husband or your partner, to go along with you, Debbie.
What?
Just say to him, honey, I got an idea. How would you like to become a kept man? What do you think? I mean, you know, that would get his attention, wouldn't it, Debbie?
It'd get his attention,
yeah.
But I think we're going to be, you know, cross purposes with definition here.
No, you know, he said, well, hey, I'd like that. What do I do? And he just help me start a business. Hey, Debbie, give us the website again, please.
Either debbiemeyer.com or go to hsn.com.
Yeah.
Or any retail outlet.
Thank you, Debbie. Will you come back soon?
Oh, Jim, I'd be delighted.
Thank you, Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.